B-Pod Studios.
Good morning. A happy Friday, everybody. Mark Farzetta, Bob Cooney, Jamie Lynch, Sam Wilson with you today. Bob, just let's get this out of the way.
All right.
If you look behind that glass. Uh-oh. What?
Damn it.
What?
I forgot something.
What happened?
Just getting ready for work this morning, poured my coffee, and I got out three different sets of Pop-Tarts to bring in today, and I left them on my freaking counter in my kitchen.
Bobby!
Robert.
Damn it.
Robert Aloysius Cooney.
Damn it.
Now
damn
I'm going to be thinking about Pop-Tarts. A guy tweeted, I think it was Anthony, our friend Anthony, was tweeting me after the show saying that he listened to us on the podcast, and he was like, he immediately went and got Pop-Tarts.
I had s'mores, I had strawberry, and I had Oreo.
That's what's good about the GoPuff. The GoPuff, I mean, let's go.
GoPuff's great.
Yeah, GoPuff's like, hey, are you a stoner? that's what
they literally
is.
Sell smoking devices.
I'm pretty sure like one
they have coupons on the back of the box.
Yeah. If you order milk, they're like, you want a vape? Like, I think
when I got sick in February, though, like, Addy wasn't running out any errands for me, and I was just like, boop, 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 boop. And 30 minutes later, at my door, I had like a little sick supply bag.
When we played that Zoom tournament ping pong thing, my wife and I played ping pong.
Beer pong.
Yeah, we did that like 2 months ago. We literally GoPuff ping pong balls. And we're like, that's exactly what this was for.
Yeah.
And it was like, get a loaf of bread so they at least know we're adults.
Yeah, they were started by two young Drexel kids.
Yeah.
They were like, wait, this is easy. Just deliver people what they want at their home.
They don't want to go anywhere and they have money and I don't. Jackpot. So I'll be thinking about the Pop-Tarts. Bobby,
I'm so disappointed in myself. You know what? I'll be right back.
Was one of them s'mores?
Yeah, there was a s'mores, a strawberry, and an Oreo.
Why didn't you lie to me? Why didn't you tell me they're all brown sugar?
We didn't have any brown sugar in the cabinet. I was a little disappointed.
Well, that's a shame. But look behind the glass there. That man in the hat right there, that fellow with the glasses and whatnot, his name is James Lynch. He's a coward. I don't know if you're aware.
Oh, wow.
He's a big fat coward. That's what he is.
6'02" when it comes out.
Just let you know. I will say this.
I don't even know what I did yet.
You know what you did. I made it public yesterday. I went with the you coward, you know, publicly.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow. Look at that. No effect on you. You just totally forgot about it.
Yeah.
Like, you can't, like, the Foles and the Wentz thing. Like, that ain't going anywhere.
No, it needs to be buried out back and Viking funeraled off to sea. Whatever. Just package that up and get it the hell out of my face.
Now, there's a bit right there. Down to Delaware or Foles in, like, West Jersey. And, like, we hire an archer. You know what? We're doing this, as a matter of fact.
I just don't know what to... Like, if you still think that Nick Foles is the better option over Carson Wentz, I'm pretty sure you don't know what the hell you're talking about.
So, this is something that never goes away. So, you muted yesterday, and I was dazzled by this, because I didn't even know you could do this either.
Yeah.
I don't think I have anybody other than a couple of fake accounts that have gotten me in the past. Bastards. I think I have them blocked. If not muted.
Muting's a wonderful thing.
Yeah, I don't. Other than that, like, I've never like gone back and forth with someone and be like, screw you, mute or block. Like, I haven't done that because I want the constructive criticism, basically. So I've never done that. So you went out of your way yesterday to mute Wentz Foles.
Yes.
How's that feel?
It felt great because I didn't have to see stupidity on my timeline.
Now, it's a grouping of things that you've blocked, right?
Yeah, I did Wentz and Foles.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I should have done in each individual, but I didn't see much after that, so I think it worked.
So, but in other words, if you're doing that, then the Wentz stuff, you'll still see Wentz news, but not Wentz and Foles.
Yeah. Wentz news?
Yeah. Totally news.
Totally news. He's back, and he's got a brand new pack, right? But, so congratulations to you.
Way to go, Jamie.
There was, other than Pop-Tarts and Jamie being a coward, there was something else from yesterday's show that I really couldn't get over, because of all the sports that I'm eagerly awaiting, either start up or return, it's actually basketball. Football down the line, but basketball I feel like is the most exciting, most real thing to actually happen. And when we talked to Keith Pompey at 9 o'clock today, there was a little casual drop-in with Keith. And I don't know if you picked up on it, Bob, but I hadn't heard this. I thought the regular season's done, it's time for playoffs.
Yeah.
And Keith, on more than one occasion, went to the argument, not even the argument, but like, they'll start up the regular season and then shortly thereafter they'll have the playoffs. Sixers have what, like 15 games left in their regular season schedule?
Yeah.
Something like that. I'm done with the regular season. I just want the playoff format. I'll tell you what I would like. I would like a seven-game series and see where that goes. I want the playoffs is what I want. I don't need the regular season. But if you're the NBA, and this is the counter-argument to it, the NBA feels like they can legitimize an NBA championship by playing maybe not a full 82 games, but maybe 75, maybe 70 in some cases, and then they go on to have the playoffs. So, in essence, you don't have a canceled season. You more so have a shortened season. Now, technically, you already have a shortened season, but it does seem weird to not give those teams one last chance to push for the playoffs, especially if you were just barely on the outside looking in. If you were a 9 seed looking to be an 8 or a 7, this would be your position. This would be your opportunity for 2 weeks to try to jockey for that position to get into that tournament, that postseason play. I don't want anything to be hollow. But I feel like a championship this time around is going to be hollow, especially if it's not a seven-game series.
Yeah.
If they do a three-game series, it feels like it's a spectacle. It's not a sporting event.
Yeah, I agree with you. I mean, no matter what, this is going to have, an asterisk. 2020 is going to be the coronavirus season, all of that. How you look at the champion once it's crowned, it's on you. How they feel about a championship. Look, they can go around and say, hey, I want an NBA championship. People aren't going to say, what year? Oh, wait a minute. Yeah. So I don't see how you can run a regular season, Mark, to tell you the truth. I don't know how you're going to ramp up teams, especially with health concerns, and say, hey, come on and play 10 games because we need to figure out the rest of the seedings. Now, in the East, It's a 5.5 game advantage of the 8th seed over the 9th seed. Mm-hmm. I don't think anybody's making that up. In the West, it's 3.5 games. I don't know if in 10 games anybody's making that up.
Right. But if you're 9, you want the shot.
Yeah, probably, yeah. Is there something that they'll do that they'll say, all right, here's our 8 seeds and we'll try something else? I don't know. Steve Kerr's already said season's done. I'm not bringing people back. Right. Like, we're not doing it. I would imagine there's a lot of other teams that are probably more than a step below that 8 seed that are like, yeah, why? Why am I going to risk? I have an 80-year-old assistant or something. Yeah, right, why am I going to risk that? So I think it's got to be just my thing is, are they really going to throw everybody in Orlando? 16. Say you go 16 teams. Say you go 8 seeds from each.
It's better than Vegas.
Well, I would do 8 in Vegas and 8 in Orlando.
I wouldn't put anybody in Vegas.
Well, why not?
The temptation that's out and about.
Well, Disney's there too. I mean, one of the things is that these players want to be able to bring their families.
Uh-huh.
You go to Disney, you know how many people are going to be flooding? We talked about this yesterday. You know how many people are going to be flooding that area? Because probably Disney's going to open also.
I would trust an NBA player to make better decisions around his family than I would other NBA players.
Well, trust is the biggest thing. I mean, that's not just basketball, but society. Like, how much are you going to trust when I go out to eat? Am I going to trust a guy that comes out of the bathroom that he's not going to cough on me or whatever?
Right.
Like, trust is a place we're going to have to get in society if we're going to open this back up. So, yeah, players are going to have to trust players. Teams are going to have to trust their own players.
Speaking of trust, that's a whole theme, but we're going to get into today. It's interesting you mentioned that because it relates to the Eagles. But as far as the NBA season goes, is it like, can you save this season to the point of legitimacy? Like, the Sixers to this point have played 65 games. Mm-hmm. All right. So they got 17 more games to play for those doing the math at home. Those 17 games don't matter to me. I would like to see the Sixers get a better seed, but even at this point, I just want to see the NBA return. You've had shortened seasons before due to lockout, for instance, and it's still a legitimate NBA title, even though it's a shortened season. Do you look at this tournament as a legitimate NBA title? Because I don't think, and that's why it was so surprising to hear Keith Pompey talk about it. When he said that there's going to be some kind of regular season resumed, I don't see it. And for the reason you pointed out as well, when you even have a guy like Steve Kerr saying, what are you, nuts? No thanks.
Yeah.
I can't look at this season as anything other than legitimate if they bring it back and play seven-game series in the playoffs. If they try to scramble and play a couple of more games to get to maybe 70 games on the season, what, 5 more games if you're the Sixers? That doesn't make any sense to me. So why would you think about what your risk-reward is already. It's not like to bring players back. To say the phrase, as it came out through Woj, to say the phrase, if there's a positive test in the NBA, we ain't shutting down. That ain't happening. So why would you go five more games than you need to go? Why would you go seven more games than you need to go when you could just say, hey, you know what? We've had shortened seasons in the past. For other reasons, we jump right to the playoffs.
Yeah.
At least that's – do they feel like – and this is how they have to feel. It makes it more legitimate when they say, you know what, guys? You have two more weeks to jockey for position for this for the playoffs, essentially. That way it's less of a shortened season. They play more games, thus making it more legitimate. But for me, to make it a legitimate NBA title – you got to play the seven-game series. Anything less than that goes to the spectacle category.
Yeah, I'm for the seven-game series. I don't know if any regular season games, legitimacy, that doesn't really come into play with me. This is going to have an asterisk no matter what. It's going to be the season of the virus, and you're going to crown a champion in 3, 5, 10 years. It's going to be, who's champion of 2020? Oh, it was the 76ers. I don't think it's going to be a butt after that. Okay, who was 21? Like, or legitimacy being, it'll be the coronavirus season, but it won't be. And you know what? They didn't really play all this, and they could have, and this, and that, and the other. Like, are the Houston Rockets, do they have an asterisk because Michael Jordan played baseball?
Yeah, right.
You know, like, you do what you have to do. I just don't think logistically and health-wise it's smart to put in any more regular season games. Mm-hmm. I think you do what you have to do to start these playoffs, ramp them up. I agree with you to seven games, because if you can take this out till, what did they say? They could take the season out until like September and then start at Christmas?
Yes,
right?
For next year, yeah.
So I'm okay with that. I think you just have to jump into the playoffs.
Yeah, they've played more games than the Spurs, for instance, in 2000, 2001, if I'm not mistaken, or 98, 99. They played more games than the Spurs. Did they win a championship? And by the way, that started a nice little run for the Spurs. So to me, I'm done. I don't want the NBA wasting any more time on the rest of the regular season. As you pointed out, It's not that close anyway. Looking at those, maybe if you're that ninth team, I should say, looking out the outside looking in the playoffs, you want that opportunity. But like, are you really going to push for it if you're a player? Are you really going to push for it if you're a coach? Or would you rather say, I think I'm all right.
Yeah, no, you're all right. And if you were going to do something, you should have done it in 65 games. And the legitimacy part is we're all in the same boat.
Right, yeah.
I mean, you could tell, oh, well, yeah, the Sixers won it because, well, why didn't the other team win it? Why didn't another team win it? All in the same boat, all had playoffs to win, all had games to win, whether it was with fans, without fans, a full regular season, not a full regular season, seven games, three games, five games, whatever it is, somebody's going to come out the winner for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
And that's okay. If you're the NBA champion, you're the NBA champion. You couldn't help anything else that happened.
And I got news for everyone who's like, it doesn't matter anyway, and you said the word asterisk, and usually that has a bad connotation along with it. I don't know if there'll be really an asterisk with this season. We'll remember it as the pandemic year.
Mm-hmm.
We'll remember it as the COVID-19 or the coronavirus championship year and all that. But once we get to the second round of the playoffs, probably by the time we get to the second game,
right?
Like imagine the Sixers lose the first game. Oh man, we're back in the swing of things, man. We are back in the swing. It'll be like not a day went by as far as the sports world goes. But as far as legitimacy, the only thing the NBA can do to get that legitimacy, and I think most people's eyes, is avoid anything that's along the lines of a three-game series. And you can't even go back to like a five-game series like it was like, what, 20 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
You got to go seven games. You got to act like, hey, look, if we're resuming, that was the regular season. We're treating it like we would a lockout year like they did in 98-99, and we're moving on, man. They played 50 games that year. Sixers have played 65 games. Make it happen. Mm-hmm. Just jump right in. When I heard Keith Pompey mention it yesterday, I went, No, please, no, God, no. And I know he's just telling us, it's not his opinion, but he was telling us that's what's on the table right now. Don't make this any more complicated than it has to be. And I would say right now, most people are on board with me. As far as forgetting the regular season and jumping right into basketball, jumping right into the playoffs, and most people I think would also agree with me with this. Of all the sports right now, basketball is the number one thing you're looking forward to. The thing that bothers me with the Flyers is that, man, they were playing so good before this hit. They were playing so well before this hit.
I was going to say, Mark, they were playing well. Mother Teresa does good.
Thank you. I'm not even kidding you. Eileen Lynch, every time. I think good versus well.
Yeah.
I go, what would Eileen Lynch do?
What does Mother Teresa do?
I got this bracelet for the Travis Manning Foundation. I got this bracelet over here for Eileen Lynch. What would she do? I only wear one bracelet. But anyway, so I think most people are with me that that's what they're looking forward to the most. Here's my question. Hockey is, of the four major sports, it's fourth, right? It's, we know the deal.
Yeah. Baseball's pushing for it, though.
That's my point.
Oh, really?
Usually, and I said this yesterday, as a first and foremost baseball fan, I would say my relationship with baseball over the last couple of years has been rocky. You know, it's complicated. And like I've been saying, you work on you for a while. If you guys shut down for a year, you know what? You take some time to work on yourself, is how I feel about it. And that's odd to say. It's odd to say when baseball trumps hockey in a lot of regards, right? For me, I want to know if people actually right now are more looking forward to hockey than they are a baseball season starting up. Yeah, that's what I thought, Bob. Because, well, you don't count because you love Travis Kelce.
I just put my hand in the air.
Yes, you did.
It's a good one.
Because
the Flyers have a real chance of winning it. The Phillies probably don't, which adds to it.
It's the worst possible time to ask for the Phillies.
baseball, too. Yeah.
I mean, I'm probably in the minority that I had some Phillies optimism for this year. Probably not winning a World Series, but at least making the playoffs.
Yeah.
But yeah, I really believe the Flyers had a chance to catch lightning in a bottle.
So my question today that I'd like to do for our Twitter poll is basically, what are you looking forward to the most?
Flyers or baseball?
Yeah.
Because you got to leave Sixers out of it, because I think that'll...
Yeah, I don't want to split the vote.
No.
Yeah.
What are you more looking forward towards?
And you know, this city has Flyers fans, not many hockey fans.
Yes, correct. Yeah,
but
I agree.
But when they become hockey fans, it's only during the playoffs. You'll watch a West Coast game at 10 o'clock at night because it's so much fun.
Uh-huh.
So you're pitting this question. It's perfect, Mark, because you're pitting the best time of hockey again since 1994. What could become the worst time in baseball?
Oh, it's if you're the Phillies, you don't like this question because it's perfect.
No.
It's the worst timing possible. Could this be an instance where you are more looking forward to hockey than baseball?
My gut says yes.
Wait, your gut for you or your gut for your prediction for the poll?
My gut for me says I'm looking more forward to the Flyers.
I am. I'll tell you right now, yeah. I am. And look, I if baseball does shut down and they say, hey, there's no season because of money or whatever it might be, I don't think... I'm hoping that they revamp some things in baseball. They find a way to move the game along a little bit faster. They find a way to move the game a little bit more efficiently, right? I don't think they'll do that, but I'll hold out hope that they do.
Yeah.
They come back with some changes. And one of the things that won't certainly speed up play, but it's just overdue, is putting the DH in both leagues. And that's not something I love, but I realize that's the direction baseball's been going anyway for a long time now. So let's ask that question as our Twitter poll today.
Oh, it's already live.
Okay, do we put it as baseball and hockey, or do we put it Phillies or Flyers? How did we word it?
The official wording that I relayed to Sam was Flyers playoffs, Phillies season.
Okay, so we did localize it. All right.
Yeah.
Well,
good.
Yeah.
Good job, Jane.
As per usual, we're very parochial.
What?
Yeah, what? Huh? We don't want to talk about national stories all the time. Confounded, no figure. What? So anyway, we'll ask that question today because it is rattling around in my brain quite a bit. As a baseball first, and I do have hockey higher than most people.
Oh, early results kind of shocked me a little bit. Only like 10 or 12 votes, but you know, right off the bat, Phillies.
Oh, interesting.
Well, they're 62% early on. Okay. 62% say Phillies.
So we'll examine that as the show goes on today.
I think it gets closer to 50-50.
I think so, which is saying a lot.
Yeah, which is huge.
So something else we're going to get into are... this is interesting. I see yesterday, I'm on the old Instagram, Bob.
The Graham.
And the Graham. And lo and behold, I see Brandon Graham on the Instagram. The old IG story.
How about that?
BG on the IG. And I see a picture of an older gentleman below Doug Peterson. And I'm like, who's this? Is this one of the offensive assistant gurus they brought in? Who's this fella? And sure enough, that fella is Phil Jackson. In OTAs, they brought in a motivational speaker.
The Zen master.
Virtually. Now, I was waiting to see if any poetry was read.
Phil's definitely doing, like, peyote out in Montana, right?
I think he invented peyote.
Okay. Like he's in a teepee, like, tripping balls, just like, oh, I got a Zoom call, all right, cool.
Take me back up to the main house.
I think that's the first time tripping balls has been said on sports radio, so.
Cool.
That's a good...
I'll throw it on my resume, my LinkedIn profile.
Polish it up on the old, polish up the old Marconi Award. Phil Jackson addressed the Eagles yesterday. Brandon Graham talked about what Phil Jackson told the team, and basically you slow it down, and he said, know your role. It's important that everyone on the team knows
their
role.
Chill out and smoke some bud, bro.
And get in the peace pipe. You know, peace pipe it with me. You know, that was one of the things that he got into, was knowing your role on this team. And I thought about that. Why would this Eagles team need to know their role? And I thought about, they've been together a while, but the biggest caveat here, and I hate going to this conversation because I feel most of the time it's a lazy conversation, but I think it really applies here. It's like a cliche. It's a cliche because it's true, right? The leader aspect of this that we got into a little bit yesterday with Carson Wentz, whether it's Carson, Fletcher Cox, Brandon Graham, whoever it might be, Rodney McLeod, Jalen Mills, Lane Johnson, Jason Kelsey, whoever it is, there's going to be a difference. There's a changing of the guard in terms of leadership because it was Malcolm Jenkins and the rest of the squad. We talked about Chris Long. Chris Long was the guy that kept things lighthearted, and that can definitely be a leadership quality, knowing what the locker room needs at the appropriate time. But Phil Jackson talked about knowing your role, not trying to overextend if you're not a leader. And this is fresh off The Last Dance, obviously. You know, we know that. And you look at that team with Jordan, everybody knew their role. Jordan even knew Dennis Rodman's role to the point of he knew what made Dennis Rodman tick. Mm-hmm. Sometimes Dennis is just going to act a fool. Sometimes Rodman's going to disappear. You just have to understand your teammates and know your own role. Because there's nothing worse than somebody who we all know is not a leader trying to be a leader. Because guess what? That person is then forcing people to try to follow them, and that never works out well. So that was the main message, according to Brandon Graham, that Phil Jackson gave everyone. There was also one other thing that happened on the Zoom thing that Brandon Graham did yesterday. His daughter interrupted.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Adorable.
She's a really cute girl.
Absolutely adorable. I loved it. Now, there was also something that I realized that, now I might say this and you might go, well, of course, Philadelphia is a better city than Detroit. But there was one specific thing.
Detroit-style pizza is making a strong push these days. It's everywhere.
Detroit-style pizza?
What is their style?
That's the pan, square pan, kind of sauce on top of the cheese.
Ugh.
Like, there's a place by me that just opened, Emmy Squared. There's another one. But Detroit-style pizza is making a big push these days.
There's a Greek place that I used to go and get drunk, eat pizza at all the time in Detroit that I miss very much.
Yeah, they have good pizza.
They
Philadelphia's better.
Well, without question.
Yeah.
But there is one thing in particular that is the highlight that Brandon Graham said yesterday during the press
sandwiches?
Conference. It wasn't the chicken sandwiches, but it had to do with our own cuisine. Our own parochial cuisine, if that makes any sense.
He does bring up food a lot, doesn't he?
Brandon Graham?
He's a hungry man.
He is a hungry man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He works his ass off. He's got to eat.
Yeah, he's got to lift his wife up as a workout. That's amazing.
His wife is she's whooping his ass this offseason.
He got in a lot of stuff yesterday, and we'll describe that in great detail. And something else I just want you to mull around. Two things we're going to kick around today as fun little side topics here. One has to do with this Robert Kraft story. Over $1 million for his Super Bowl 51 ring.
Mm-hmm.
That was the comeback on the Falcons. All right. Over $1 million. In your world, what's the most priceless piece of sports memorabilia? What's the thing that you think has the most value to you personally?
If I could have something out of the sports world, a piece of memorabilia,
what would be the thing you would pay top dollar for? Bob, I'm asking you personally, what would you pay $1 million? No, I'm kidding. But what's the thing that has the most price, like the most price, the biggest price to you, you'd pay for this item? Not just the typical, what would you want the most, but I guess it goes hand in hand.
Yeah.
But seriously, you look at over $1 million, and this is for COVID-19 relief, the all-in challenge started by Michael Rubin, Sixers owner Michael Rubin. What would you pay top dollar for? What to you is the most valuable piece of sports memorabilia? I have one. It's the one I always go to, but go ahead.
Really?
Yeah.
And you know I'm not a memorabilia guy. Uh-huh. So I'm going to give my real answer will come during this show, but what pops into my head first right now is the basketball that Jordan made his last shot with to win this last championship shot.
Okay.
In Utah,
the one over Brian Russell?
Yeah.
There you go. All right, that's a great one. All right, we got Kenny in the Northeast. We'll continue talking about this. We'll let you hear from Brandon Graham a little bit later. Jamie, do you have yours in the top of your head?
Give me a minute to think on it.
Think about it for a second. Okay, you gave me an inquisitive look, so I wasn't sure if that was
Well, there's a new show called The Expensivist, by 2 Chainz.
That's not a word.
Yeah, it's all on right. It's on Vice, and he goes around looking up the most expensive things.
I hate Vice.
Really?
I'm going to tell you right now, you put a quarter in the machine. I hate Vice.
Wow.
I hate Vice.
The only reason I know about it is because I watch Action Bronson's show, Bleep, That's Delicious, and it's on after that, and that sports memorabilia one is probably an interesting one for that show.
Well, I'll tell you right now why I hate Vice, and you're probably expecting this. It's a dumb reason, but whatever. I hate it.
Yeah.
610-632-0975. We got Kenny in the Northeast. We got open lines after that. Time of the Fanatic, 625.
Union makes requests. I'm Sam Wilson, and this Fanatic Sports Update is brought to you by ExpressPros.com. Need to manage a changing workforce? It's time to get to know Express Employment Professionals. Find a location near you at ExpressPros.com. The MLB Players Association sent their proposal to MLB team owners yesterday, according to Joel Sherman of the New York Post. Requests made in the proposal were protection for high-risk players and family members, frequency of testing, protocols for positive results, proper and frequent sanitization, need for pre- and post-game therapy, and medical personnel at all stadiums. Now, overlook the request and begin to negotiate. The players are also awaiting to hear the MLB's economic proposal that is expected to come out early next week. For more news on the current sports shutdown, keep it locked in right here to 97.5 The Fanatic. I'm Sam Wilson on 97.5 The Fanatic.
It's Barzetta in the Morning with Bob Cooney and Jamie Lynch on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Loyalty. It's all about being there. Day in, day out. Day in, day out. So to say thanks for being there, AAA rewards loyalty. Like how you get savings on AAA auto insurance just for being a AAA member. And when you switch to AAA auto insurance, you could save more based on how long you've been a AAA member and how long you've had your current insurance. If you have both AAA auto and AAA home insurance, you could get even more savings just for being loyal. But your loyalty gets you more than savings. It gets you comprehensive help. Because when your AAA expert agent knows you better, they can help you better. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to a AAA insurance agent at your local AAA store today or visit AAA.com/insurance to learn more about AAA auto insurance and loyalty rewards.
These are crazy times. Hi, I'm Kevin Nolan from Nolan Painting, and we are back to work and we are hiring. We had a big backlog of work when we went into shutdown, and now we have an even bigger backlog. It's spring, and there are a lot of houses to paint. Are you a professional painter? Find out about our signing bonus. We offer great pay, benefits, training programs, and we are a great place to work. To apply for a position of painter, carpenter, or apprentice, and to find out how we will keep you and our customers safe, visit NolanPainting.com.
Governor Wolf's recent order allows your neighborhood auto dealers to stay open for essential transportation needs. So whether your job is essential or you need to get your essentials, your dealership is here to make sure that you can get wherever you need to be. Whether you're servicing your vehicle or you need something new, your dealers can arrange for that delivery that meets CDC social distance guidelines. It's just a call, text, or click away. We know everything is different these days, but together we can and we will drive forward.
Okay, you know how it feels when you've saved enough for that long-awaited home addition? Now imagine an addition on that addition.
Whoa!
That's the feeling with Capital One, where a new savings account earns an interest rate 5 times the national average. That's right, 5 times, as represented by 5 times more singers. This is banking reimagined. Capital One, what's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Rate comparison based on FDIC national rate. Capital One NA member FDIC.
Stugatz here. Dell Technologies has special business savings right now to help you office everywhere and stay productive. Save up to 45% on desktops, laptops, and do-it-all servers with Intel Core processors. Upgrade to new modern devices with Windows 10 and save on essential electronics, all with free shipping on everything and special financing with Dell Business Credit. Call 877-ASK-DELL or visit dell.com/small business deals.
Pros, keep those exterior maintenance projects going strong. Count on Lowe's for the items and supplies you need to get the job done. And now, take advantage of Memorial Day bulk savings on products like OSB, fence pickets, shingles, and more. We buy in bulk and pass those savings on to you. Shop today at lowesforpros.com. And don't forget, We're open at 6 a.m. so you can get started early and make the most of your day. Together, we can keep your business moving. Price and selection vary by market, U.S. only.
Right now, the world feels different as we stay apart to make sure we can safely come back together. Till then, there is something you can do without even leaving your home. Respond to the 2020 census online, by phone, or by mail. The census impacts where hundreds of billions in federal funding will go for things like hospitals, schools, and roads. Now is the time to go to 2020census.gov. It's as easy as it is important. Shape your future. Start here at 2020census.gov. Paid for by U.S. Census Bureau.
And now a game of Commercial Chicken, brought to you by Progressive, where we see how long Flo can go without talking about insurance. Ready? Go.
Hi. Guess we should talk about something. How's the vermicelli game in your town? Got any good Vietnamese restaurants? Vermicelli? Oh, it's a noodle. Very good. Drivers who switch to Progressive can save big.
Okay, you win. We can't help but save customers money. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
You and Almonds versus the nefarious headphone tangle. Suddenly the feeling strikes, the urge to groove and move. But those trusty earbuds are in the tangle of all tangles. You dive in, following the headphone jack into a white wire nightmare. But with a little finger gymnastics, all's right with the world.
Woohoo!
Also, your headphones are untangled. We're not saying it's thanks to the 6 grams of energy-giving protein in almonds, but we're not saying it's not either. California Almonds. Own your everyday, every day.
Farzetta in the morning, now.
On 97.5, The Fanatic.
All right, Bob, that's a question I never thought I'd hear you ask Jamie, but the answer was no, so there you go. Welcome back, everybody. 610-632-0975.
It's quite a story, though, isn't it? Did you read the details?
I didn't read the details.
I read the whole... it's kind of gross.
Don't read the details.
Yeah. 6 o'clock hour, brought to you by...
Had to move.
Are you a pony man, Mark?
Am I a pony man? No, I prefer pounders.
Delaware, what the hell are you doing?
Yeah, right. All right, go ahead, tell the story. All right.
A man was arrested yesterday in Delaware for molestation of ponies.
Oh, there was more than one pony.
Yeah,
oh,
so yeah, several. It was a long investigation.
It went on for over a month.
Yeah, don't read the details of it. It's way too graphic.
Not with a
guy goes in front of a judge, and they're like, "You're in here for molesting a pony," and like the prosecution has to go, "Ponies."
More than one.
So you weren't just like drunk one time and didn't know what the hell you were doing. You had intent.
No, this was elaborate.
Okay.
Yeah.
It was part of his day.
I'm out.
Yeah,
I'm out.
Yeah.
No, no thanks.
I tweeted it yesterday and I was like, I made the mistake of reading the details of this. I'm going to give it to you. You make your own decisions. I would recommend not.
Well, thank you for
that. And if Jamie says not to do something, you know you're doing it right away.
Now, before I read a sponsor here for the hour, I'm going to separate the stories.
Let's get some air.
I'm going to tell you right now why. I'm going to tell you why I hate Vice. They took away my favorite channel on television.
Whole new meaning of playing the ponies.
Oh,
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Mark. What were you talking about, Vice?
The reason I hate the Vice Network is they took away my favorite channel ever, which is History International. It's a great channel.
Oh, that's very petty of you. I respect that.
It's very petty of me.
I acknowledge that. But like the History Channel now has become all this stupid reality television BS.
Is it really?
Yeah, that's all it is now. It's like Swamp Men. I don't care. Swamp People. I don't care. Pawn Stars.
Stop. You stop right there with the Swamp People.
You enjoy the Swamp People?
I like the Swamp People.
Okay. We know someone who knows the Swamp People, as a matter of fact.
Really?
Jamie and I know someone. Yeah, Pixie.
Oh, Pixie. Yeah.
She's like, I went to high school with those boys. Anyway, yeah, but no, I hate the Vice Network because it took away hitting.
You mean grade school?
What? Oh, great. Good point. Kenny in the Northeast. What's up, Kenny?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, Kenny.
Yo, I got three points. First is I'm going to go with the Flyers because, like, they really was. Like Jamie said, they could have. After they mopped the Capitals, I thought they could win it all, man.
Yeah, they own the Capitals this year.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Not to cut you off, sorry about that. I hope that Young Buck doesn't lose his swag. He was playing magnificent, that goalie we got.
Oh, Carter Hart.
I hope he really gets, because he was growing. And Elliot was schooling him, too. Like, he was playing his part.
Right.
That's on that. Second point is, only Malcolm Jenkins was blocking one guy who should be the real leader, and that's Carson. He doesn't need to make the crazy speech, get hyped, but on the field, he's Conan. He's hard. He's a cannon.
Yeah.
And third, memorabilia, I got to have AI's jersey when he crossed over Mike.
Oh, Bob, that's good. Kenny, that's really good.
That is
yo,
good.
I know, Bob. I know you love B-Boy. You got hype because he hit the shot. He made the shot, too, after he crossed it.
That was, yo, yeah, that's a good one, Kenny.
Yo, I need, yo, straight up, man. But, yo, guys, listen, happy Memorial Day. Yo, listen, man, y'all guys got me through this pandemic. I appreciate it. And have a great weekend.
You too, Kenny. Stay safe.
Yeah, thanks, Kenny. Appreciate it, man. That's very nice. Appreciate you saying that. Our pleasure. I'll tell you that much. 6 o'clock hour is brought to you by United Rentals Power and HVAC for all your power generation HVAC rentals in the tri-state area. Visit UnitedRentals.com. That's the other thing. The Flyers are playing so well, and you have a goalie now. So when you have a goalie, you have a chance.
Can you just recapture that magic, though?
I don't see. That's the thing. That's the question.
That's the big question.
But being as they're young, being as they have a goalie, being as they have talent, is it magic or are they just really good? You know what I mean?
Really
like
good,
I don't think this is lightning in a bottle.
No, not lightning in a bottle. But I think when you have a championship team like we saw with the Eagles in 2017, there's something extra.
Yeah,
like you're good, but you always kind of sense like when a team's truly together and gelled.
Right.
And I kind of got that vibe from the Flyers.
Yeah. They're the hottest team in the NHL.
Yeah.
When the NHL shut down. They had won 9 of their last 10 at
yeah.
the time. So.
And since January, with the Bruins and I think Tampa Bay, were the top 3 teams in the league and yeah. like really close, a point separating them all mm-hmm. since January.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a good bit of time.
Yeah, and the Flyers, if they do just start in the playoffs, which is going to happen, because the same reason the NBA should do that is just start the playoffs, forget about the rest of the regular season, the Flyers will have a 69-game season. So you don't want to mess that up.
No.
Let's get to our friend Mike in KOP. What's up, Mike?
Hey, I got to disagree. How you guys doing?
Good, man.
Good, Mike.
I got to disagree. First of all, the Vice channel is amazing.
Yeah, garbage.
I know. And Bob, you'll love it because there's a thing on there, the dark side of wrestling. There's 2 seasons.
There is no dark side of wrestling, Mike.
No,
please.
No,
it's just wrestling.
Like, they did, like, they've done all these, like, hour-long, like, episodes where it's, like, the killing of Bruiser Brody. They did a 2-part episode on Chris Benoit. Like, there are so many stories that are so interesting and so sad, or, like, how the Fabulous Moolah was a pimp, and, like, all this stuff. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Like, you did 2 yeah. seasons worth of, like, I just went down a rabbit hole, like, over the past, like, 3 days and just watched all of it.
Yeah, you know what I'm not wanting? I didn't hear anything that sounds more interesting than Rome, Engineering an Empire, hosted by Peter Weller. Thank you very much.
No one cares about Rome. It happened thousands of years ago.
Yeah, you're welcome, society.
No one cares about aqueducts, all right?
Oh, yeah? Oh, you don't like water?
Nah, I don't care. You know, we got plumbing now.
You would hate water. You would.
We have plumbing now.
But no, I'm here to check up for Vice because it's a amazing show.
Did you know one of the key investors to the Vice channel is Howie Roseman?
Sure. Well, then I guess I can't watch it.
I knew I could win that one. Thanks for the call, buddy.
Have a good one.
You too. Appreciate it. He literally called to defend the Vice that way. But the things that get Mike going are just, they're challenges is what they are. They're like, I challenge you to find the thing that comes, that like will get into, stick in Mike's crawl regarding sports or even television for this matter. But like, we go back to that. The Iverson step over jersey, like first, I can't say this enough. To that point in my life, that was probably the greatest moment of my life. Sports, like I was like 17 or 18 years old.
Yeah.
That moment was like the closest thing to the moment that like my dad would tell me about the Flyers parades, right, in the 70s. Tell me about like the Phillies parade. Like I never experienced that. That moment was the closest I got to that. Joe Carter moment was so deflating to the rest of that. Like it was, when I think about the 93 team, I think about, wow, I love that team. But wow, how that ended. With that moment with Iverson, it was like the greatest thing, man.
And you know what? You're not alone, Mark. Rich Hoffman, who we had on not long ago, he put that out on Twitter, that the most iconic moment of sports in his time growing up was the Iverson stepover.
Okay, yeah.
And there's a tale of two things. Yeah, it was really cool, and I remember, everybody remembers where they were when it happened. But the other thing is, damn, like, are we that deprived as a Philadelphia sports city?
We were.
That, yeah,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
That a guy stepping over a fallen defender
right.
is our iconic moment.
Oh, but it was our guy.
Yeah, no, I hear you. I hear you. It's and it's probably still up there in the top five, you know? It's probably, well, top three for you.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, Super Bowl, there could be a couple of plays that maybe surpass it, but...
Oh, now that's the divisive Twitter poll. Step over or Philly? No, that's actually pretty easy. Philly.
Yeah.
Anyway, Philly special, whatever. But yeah, that moment, though, is and forever will be a moment frozen in time in my mind. Like, it's a lot of times you go back to watch something to see how you remember it and see if you were accurate. Every detail. I got it. Like, I don't misremember anything about that particular play.
You totally imitated it with your sausage jersey of, what was it, a Mac Geiger jersey?
Or? D'Alembert.
Yeah, it was D'Alembert. Come on.
Oh,
put
Sam
some
D'Alembert.
Respect on his name.
Yeah. I watched the 2000 Western Conference Finals yesterday, Game 7, or Game 6 maybe it was.
Who was that?
Lakers Trailblazers. And that Blazers team, and it just reminded me how much I hated that Lakers team at the time,
right.
Now that we're talking about 2001.
Sure.
That Blazers team was stacked.
Yeah, they were pretty stacked. They were pretty,
and they
pretty good.
Really didn't have a chance.
No, not even a little bit.
Because Kobe and Shaq were just on a different level.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the Zen Master comes in, much like he did with the Eagles yesterday, and it's just like, oh, yeah, we won a couple with the Bulls. I think I'm going to go on with
it. It's
another.
Like, here, have this mushroom tea before the game 7. Relax yourself.
Phil's definitely the guy that has, like, he doesn't use tea bags. He, like, scoops the tea in that little filter
totally,
thing and then stirs the hot water. He's one of those fellas. Not to be too specific, but I'm just saying, he's one of those guys because he sees things, Bob, differently.
Good move on Eagles PR to grab him at such a hot time, right?
I got a little theory as to why that happened the way it did, and how that happened the way it did.
Cash money?
It depends. But another theory.
What do you think Phil fetches for, like, a half-hour Zoom call?
Was he on that long, you think?
I don't know. I'm just saying, let's say it's a half hour. You think he gets...
Half hour.
$10,000?
Yeah, I'd say around $10,000-$15,000.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a good gig.
It's good work if you can get it.
That's a good gig right there. 610-632-0975. When we come back, we'll step into the fun, wide world of Brandon Graham, who addressed the media yesterday. He got into some great, great subjects and some personal...
Thank you, 975.
Some personal things came up with Brandon Graham as well. We'll jump into those in a second here on 975 The Fanatic.
To charity. I'm Sam Wilson, and this Fanatic Sports Update is brought to you by Martin Law, the law firm for injured workers. Visit paworkinjury.com. New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft was able to donate his Super Bowl 51 ring to the All In Challenge a few weeks ago. After 35 bids, the auctioning remained stilled, and the ring eventually sold for over $1 million. The ring was originally won in a close comeback win over the Falcons in 2016 and holds 283 diamonds within it. The money made from the auction will all be donated towards COVID-19 relief. For more news on the current sports shutdown, keep it locked in right here to 97.5 The Fanatic. I'm Sam Wilson on 97.5 The Fanatic.
It's Farzetta in the Morning
with Bob Cooney and Jamie Lynch
on 97.5 The Fanatic.
When you're injured, the insurance company often tries to pay you less than you deserve. They call it business. We call it bullying. I'm Matt Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. Every day, we get our clients more than what the insurance companies initially offered and more than they were hoping to pay. Sometimes even 100 times more. How do we do it? It's simple. It starts with believing and it ends with betting. Believing in you and betting on ourselves. We use our size, our financial resources, and our reputation to take on the biggest bullies and get you the biggest results. We have recovered billions of dollars for our clients. You know what the insurance companies are hoping for? That you hire the wrong law firm that won't make those bets. That's why when you need a lawyer, the choice you make makes all the difference. Results matter. Reputation matters. Choices matter. So after an injury, who will you choose? There's only one Morgan & Morgan for the people.
Dial pound law on yourself. Pound law, that's all.
Offices Philadelphia.
97.5 The Fanatic, in conjunction with our parent company, Beasley Media Group, is working to help those affected by the coronavirus pandemic in our area. Visit the Pro Shop at 97.5thefanatic.com and purchase special Philly Stands Together merchandise. 100% of the net proceeds benefit the PHL COVID-19 Fund, providing grants to organizations throughout Philadelphia and surrounding counties in PA and New Jersey to serve the needs of our most vulnerable neighbors and to ensure critical resources remain accessible for those with the greatest need. We are all in this together. Visit 975thefanatic.com for complete details.
PA CareerLink can help you during these difficult times. Whether you're looking for a job,
temporarily out of a job, or looking to make an impact, PA Career Link is there for you. PA Career Link offers a variety of online career resources. Get the help you need for your employment future. It's all in one place, and it's all free. Discover what's possible. Learn more at pacareerlink.pa.gov. Proud partner of the American Job Center Network. Paid for with Pennsylvania taxpayer dollars.
With all the overtime our appliances have been taking on these last several weeks, it wouldn't be shocking if one called it quits. Silver lining? Maybe you wanted a new one anyway. Lowe's has you covered during our Memorial Day event, with 12-month special financing to help with the unexpected. And up to 40% off select appliances, including the best brands to fit your style and budget. Plus, we'll even deliver for free. Download our app or shop Lowe's.com today. Offers valid through 6-3. Free local delivery and credit applies to appliances $299 or more. Subject to credit approval. Exclusions apply. U.S. only.
From nurses to truck drivers, doctors to grocery clerks, the front lines in today's crisis are filled with brave actions every day. And you can do your part by completing the 2020 census. This simple effort online, by phone, or by mail will help impact the next 10 years of healthcare, schools, and roads. All of our first responders need your response. So go to 2020census.gov today. Shape your future. Start here at 2020census.gov. Paid for by U.S. Census Bureau.
GEICO has the insurance industry leading app that lets you manage your policy anytime, anywhere. Which means that GEICO is always there for you. If only everyone was always there for you. Like animal control, when you're cornered in your garage by an angry possum.
Hi, me again. You guys said you would be here about an hour ago, and I think the possum is starting to get angry. Listen, I thought if I fed it, it would go away, but now it is ripping holes in the drywall and making some sort of nest. Just call me back.
GEICO, always there for you with savings and the industry-leading mobile app.
When you go to the mechanic in here...
Pass me the torque wrench. Nope, let me have the flamethrower.
That sounds wrong. You know what else sounds wrong? When you hear about the interest they're earning on your savings with the largest banks. But with the Marcus by Goldman Sachs online savings account, you could earn much more interest. And hear this. Open a Marcus by Goldman Sachs online savings account in minutes at Marcus.com. You can money.
Comparison made to the three largest U.S. banks measured by total deposits. Rates as of February 4th, 2020 and may vary by state. Goldman Sachs Bank USA, member FDIC.
It could be a routine drive to pick up the kids after school or an epic road trip across the country. No matter where your travels take you, we know those miles count. We're Marathon. We have over 5,700 stations across our great nation. Our people are working hard every day to provide you with quality top-tier gasoline to improve engine performance and fuel your life. Marathon, fueling the American spirit.
The folks at Odor Eaters want to express our deep appreciation for the healthcare professionals, first responders, and essential business employees who continue to do so much to take care of the rest of us. To all of you working harder and longer days, if our products can help make the days ahead a little more bearable, you can find them in stores and online at Walmart, Target, CVS, or other fine retailers. Thank you. Stay healthy and safe.
Now, more of Farzetta in the Morning
with Bob Cooney and Jamie Lynch
on 97.5, The Fanatic.
So Brandon Graham addressed the media yesterday. By the way, credit to the Eagles. I will say this. Credit to the Eagles for making these guys available through the Zoom press conferences that are happening. It's certainly given us something to talk about, and it also gives us more of an insight as to what's going on right now with our football team, as we would be undertaking the OTAs at the NovaCare Complex. We can't do that. Everything's virtual.
Yeah, certainly something they don't have to do.
So. No, and I give him a lot of credit for actually doing that. Brandon Graham obviously just made available yesterday. You had Carson Wentz. You've had the coach a couple of times. Mm-hmm. You've had our GM, Howie Roseman. It's been good to get that communication to at least know what's happening. And to hear everything that's going into the virtual OTA is wild. And to hear everything that they are able to do virtually is awesome. And my favorite thing about it all is that they're actually showing workouts to the players. Like, what if one player's doing, like Brandon Graham, they're showing other players.
Look at him.
Don't fall behind.
Uh-huh.
Have another tub of ice cream after, but make sure you work out before. So we'll get through that, but things got real yesterday. There were a couple of things that were extremely lighthearted. We'll get to those, but things got real with Brandon Graham. Now, if you didn't know already, Brandon Graham has lost a some people to coronavirus, some people that were close to him, and he got into that yesterday. Les Bowen actually teed him up with the question, saying, can you give us some insight as to what you've had to go through all of this? And this is him talking about some aunts that were affected by it.
Well, three aunts got it, two passed. My dad's friend, wife, who's like auntie to me, she passed, and she was a close friend of the family. And so that was really tough because she went from talking to us every day to one day later, she gone. That's still tough.
Beyond real is what he's getting.
Yeah.
No, he could have said, you know what, I'd rather not get into it. Yes, I had some people very close to me pass away from it. But he talked about it, and he went on to talk about it because he went on to say that he's, even despite all this, he's not going to live in fear. So here he is yesterday talking about not really focusing on the negative in all of it.
I don't want to live in fear, but I am going to be smart about it, you know, coming out. And so that was one thing that we talked about with each other. I know he's been quarantining and doing the right thing. So it's all about trusting and making sure that you know, do what you can because we both got kids.
Now, he's talking about Darius Slay working out with him and all that. So that's great. You got to have trust. Now, this trust thing is becoming a theme with the Eagles. And I noticed it. And this is, listen to a guy like Doug Peterson. A lot of times the message he tells the media, you hear through other players. Yesterday, we talked about, or 2 days ago, we talked about Doug Peterson saying that this whole thing is about trust. It's about trusting everybody in the locker room, not just that they're quarantining properly, they're social distancing properly, that they're handling this whole situation properly, but they're also handling being professional athletes properly. And that's where you have to have that trust. If we're going to have this meeting telling you to review your plays, or we're going to have this meeting telling you how to work out, how to rehab, whatever it might be, virtually, we're going to have to trust that you're actually doing it. If I'm your teammate, you have to trust that I'm doing everything properly. It's all about trust, Bob, and you brought that up earlier. So Brandon Graham got in that even further, and this is along the lines of what you heard from Jason Kelsey. Jason Kelsey made the blanket statement, if the league's telling us we're good to go, we're good to go. And Brandon Graham echoed those sentiments yesterday.
I don't want to live in fear. I'm going to trust that the NFL, when they say it's time to go, is going to be for our best interest because that's how we got to do, you know, in order for us to have some type of normal about this situation.
I've noticed this now with a few different players. Jason Kelsey and now Brandon Graham are the two that jumped to mind. Did the NFL under the table issue a statement similarly to the one that they did about the draft? Don't talk about your technological issues. Don't talk about how this is going to be difficult. Don't talk about how you're not going to be in the same room. This is everybody's outlet. Don't make it a negative. Did everyone say, look, we understand everyone has concerns. We all have to be a united front in all this. If you're worried about it, come to us. Don't go to the media.
Yeah. Gripes go up. They don't go down, right?
Bleep rolls downhill, as the old military saying goes.
That's right.
This could be an example of that, but it also could be legitimate where players are actually having faith in their superiors to say, we're going to take care of you. We're going to have a plan in place when everyone does come together where you're going to feel like you're in a safe environment. So what does that mean? Does this mean come August, come even late July, come training camp, if we're in the locker room as media members, we have masks on? Like, I don't think that's going away.
No, that's probably God, definitely happening.
The one-on-one interview is going to look a lot different.
Yeah, if it happens
social,
at all.
Yeah, I was going to say, man, it might not even happen.
See,
yeah,
I still think it happens as long as it's social distanced.
Like the Cuomo press conferences where everybody's sitting, you know, 6 feet apart in a bigger room.
This version of the press conference might be something that we have to get used to.
Yeah.
Having everybody virtually have a press conference. As long as it's not a conference call, because those things are the worst. But yeah. The Zoom, at least there's a visual you can attach to it. At least there's a flex Doug Peterson can have with the two Super Bowl trophies over his shoulder. But I think when you talk about a new norm in the NFL, as I said leading up to us even returning here to the studio, I think our new normal, for at least the foreseeable future, is the week we had leading up to quarantine.
This is our new norm!
Yeah, and I don't think people are necessarily going to be cheering it, but nonetheless, we're going to have a situation that I think is going to be the week leading up to quarantine is the new norm for a long period of time. Masks, hand sanitizer all over the place, social distancing. If you have an interview subject, you're 6 feet away from them, social distancing right there. This is going to be the new norm, and I think that's what Brandon Graham and that's what Jason Kelsey talked about. If the NFL is going to say, hey, we're all open again, it's going to be under the policies that make everybody feel safe.
Yeah, and it's the trust factor you talked about, Mark. Like, You know, they say it's time to get back to work. We, you know, we were told time to get back to work. We did. We trust the people that told us, you know. So you have to do it. You're going to have to just have a trust in your teammates, a trust in your organization and your coaches. You know, you talked about it. If they're all shuttered down to, or shuttled down to Disney World.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, as much as during a normal season, a guy goes to go out at midnight to get a bite to eat or go out and get a couple of drinks, as a teammate, as a leader, you might be like, yo, dude, come on. We got an early morning, big game tomorrow. Don't do it. Mm. Now it takes on, like, you know, added pressure of don't do it. You know, and we're all feeling that cooped up, you know, type of stuff. We're all dying to get out and just be together.
Mm-hmm.
But they can't do it. Like, they can't do it. And especially, you know, one of the key things that NBA players are talking to ownership and to the commissioner about is if we all get shipped to Disney World and we're going to be there possibly for 6 weeks or so, we want to take our families.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you're talking in a lot of instances, small kids, wives that may have pre-existing conditions, wives that may be pregnant, you know, newborns, whatever it may be. So it's... You know, there has to be an amount of trust that's built up with everybody, mm-hmm. and that's the only way you can get started and keep it going.
Yeah, and it doesn't just come down to the virus. It comes down to everybody being on the same page as a professional football player. And like that's what I think. Yeah, we all, as a society, have to have trust that people are social distancing properly and all that. But as far as doing your homework, it's like when your teacher would say to you, your homework today is study for the test next week. Yeah, okay, teach. Yeah, you know, like that. I never did that. I'm like, I'm sorry.
Not gonna do anything.
No, you're not gonna do anything. But it's like if they show you video of everybody else in class studying, it's like, oh man, maybe I should study. Like this might be harder than I think it might than it's gonna be. So that's one of the things that I think Brandon Graham was highlighting there. Now the other thing that's just wild to me, because I think we all know who would be the best motivational speaker, the guy that would be the best to get in there and, you know, get people's attention.
Guy Fieri, right? I think hands down, everybody agrees.
I love Guy Fieri. Are you picking on him?
No, I like Guy Fieri.
Okay.
I think he's a good motivational speaker.
All right. He's my 1A.
Okay.
All right. My 1 would be Brian Dawkins.
Guy Fieri
is right there.
Maybe
with
slightly
him.
Better.
Yeah, right. They both play like their hair's on fire. would be my fedora brother, Brian
Welcome
Dawkins.
To Flavortown, bitches.
Yeah, but he throws like jalapeno poppers at everybody. Like, you have my attention. But Phil Jackson gets brought in. And there's not a lot of light that was shown or shed on what he said, but Brandon did give some insight as to what Phil Jackson was talking about yesterday to the whole team, right on the heels of Last Dance. Here is Brandon Graham talking about what Phil Jackson spoke about.
Injuries happen, all kind of things happen, but how you handle yourself as a teammate, you know, is very important. So I think that's going to translate real good to us, especially hearing it from him.
Phil Jackson certainly knew how to identify people's roles. Michael Jordan, I know, helped him along with that. Because when you have the well-established alpha male, and that was the other thing about the practice in Barcelona for the 92 games and all that, was that he was the alpha dog of the alpha dogs.
Yeah.
You have to have that on a team. Someone has to be the alphas, right? Somebody has to be that. Somebody has to be the clear-cut leader. Malcolm Jenkins was that guy. Now that guy's not there anymore.
I'm not as big as everybody else on leader.
I'm not as big into the conversation, but I know it matters.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, and this is just personally. Like, I, you know, you're a professional player, and I've thought this for years, and uh-huh. I thought that the C on the sweater, all that stuff, the voice of the room.
Right.
Like, you're all professionals. I'm worried about me, and I'm worried about our team winning and what I do to help the team win.
Uh-huh.
I don't need to, like, look at somebody else and say, take us there, take us to the pro. Yeah, take us there by throwing a great pass or making a great catch or returning a punt or, you know, making a big tackle.
Sure.
This leadership thing that we so talk about all the time that has to be there, does it?
Yep.
Yeah.
1,000%.
I'll bet you if we polled 100 professional athletes.
Uh-huh.
I wonder, what do you think it would be? That guy, 70% would say, yes, we need a leader?
I would say about 70%.
Really?
If they're being honest. I think that 30% are lying. And here's the thing.
No.
I think they're lying.
A lot of them say, I put my head down and play. I mean, uh-huh. if that's a leader, so be it. Uh-huh. I mean... I'm telling you, there's a lot of guys, leadership is overrated, I believe, in athletes.
If I had this idea going into watching Last Dance, it's all but been confirmed further through watching it, is that these guys need motivation, as petty as it might be. I mean, Ben Simmons.
But it's self-motivation. A lot of it is self-motivation.
Oh, sure. And then some other times you need that guy to kick you in the ass. And it's not, I'm not talking about.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.